Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. And this is letter 5921. Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Kislev, Tosh Yud Ches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to those who are participants in the Fabrengen of the day of redemption and victory of the Mittler Rebbe, Hashem Aleim Yichu. Rebbe writes it to the participants as if it's present, right? Mishtatfim. But really, this is taking place. The Rebbe is writing to the ones who participated. But what happened over here, as we'll see in the Rebbe's letter, the Rebbe says, of the Mittler Rebbe, which was on Yud Kislev, so the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. I did pleasantly receive your letter from the above date. The above date means the day of Yud Kislev, in middle of the Fabrengen. So I guess, in middle of the Fabrengen, they sat down to write a letter to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is acknowledging now to the participants of that Fabrengen, because they sent the Rebbe a letter in middle of the Fabrengen. And the Rebbe prays Yerotzin that the blessings that we each one bless each other should be fulfilled. You know, you give a blessing, then you give a blessing that the blessing should be fulfilled, you know, in a visible and a revealed way. You know, sometimes blessings can be blessings in disguise. It's still a blessing, but we pray for not in a disguise. It should be open and visible. And this is already known, the ruling of the heavenly court, as the Alter Rebbe related. And this is what he said. Dos vos es ken oifton achasidischer farbrengen, ken malach michoil nit oifton. That which a Hasidic gathering can accomplish, even Angel Michael, he's the Jewish angel, the protector of the Jewish people, he can't even accomplish to the extent that a Hasidic Fabrengen can accomplish. And I've seen a lot of great miracles, health situation. Sometimes people were helped, they wanted children, various different things. If it's by a Hasidic Fabrengen, that has tremendous power. So the fact that they're writing to the Rebbe in middle of a Fabrengen, so that means that it has this special power. So the Rebbe says, one mitzvah brings along another mitzvah. Another mitzvah. So, for sure, the Rebbe says, this is a letter to Toronto. It doesn't say in the original, but here the Rebbe says, the Hasidim in Toronto will definitely also make a Fabrengen on the day, clearly, of Yutis Kislev, which is the Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus and the ways of Hasidus. And when we say Rosh, Rosh means the head. It's not the beginning. The Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe explain, why does it say Rosh? We say Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tchila, because the head includes all of the vitality of all the body. Same thing, the Rosh Hashanah, then we're talking about Chassidus over here, on Yutis Kislev, includes the entire year. So the Rebbe says, he had a nice Fabrengen on Yud Kislev, the redemption of the Mittler Rebbe. Continue and make a Fabrengen on a Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus, which is Yutes Kislev, and that will include all year. And the Rebbe prays Yehiratzin that that encouragement and that wake up should become recognizable, or should leave a mark a recognizable mark throughout the year. So while you forbring in the beginning, in the Rosh, but that Rosh, Rosh Hashanah Yutis Kislev, should leave a mark for the whole year. The Rebbe blesses for a happy Fabrengen and an effective Fabrengen. So they told the Rebbe, and they wrote to the Rebbe in the middle of that Fabrengen, and the Rebbe says that Fabrengen is a very powerful time to get blessing. When you get together, quotes the Alter Rebbe saying that even Malach Michoel cannot accomplish, Angel Michoel, what a Hasidus Shel HaRengen can accomplish. The Rebbe encouraged them to continue make a Fabrengen on Yutas Kislev, the Rosh Hashanah, and that its effects should continue throughout the year.